Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Wednesday, halfway to the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. It's all downhill from here.
Let me show you guys sit in the chair, Andy. It's all, every time I hear this song, I think about Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Let me sit in the chair. Like, get out of here, man.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Get back into a little bit of playoff conversation in the NBA as a couple, well, one series came to an end last night. Two series came to an end last night. A couple more may come to an end tonight as well. The back page with Bo at 1240. Do want to remind you that you need to be sure to be listening to the Steakhouse all week long for our annual Spasadel Mother's Day giveaway. Spasadel is going to give away five $250 certificates. That's a nice gift for mom.
Yeah.
Each day, including a 60-minute Swedish massage with her choice of rose or lavender body butter. If you had to go rose or lavender.
Oh, man. I'm a lavender.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like lavender.
Yeah.
Followed by a floral facial.
Yeah.
Pamper mom this Monday with a gift certificate to Spasadel. It's what every mom wants.
Yeah. I don't put lavender on me. Let's make sure we put that in there. I don't put lavender on my.
I just say if you had.
If I had, I'd probably go. Lavender over what? What's it
called? Rose. Yeah, also a nice scent, though.
I don't. For some reason, I'm not a big rose scent guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I buy my wife roses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, because my wife, I'm used to, like, I buy my wife flowers and everything. That's the deal. Like, she has to cut the stems off and put it in. And I'm not a fresh rose smell flower guy. I don't know why. I just don't like it. But she likes them, so whatever.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I would go with the lavender. Again. I don't put it on my body, so I want nobody thinking that Randy be lavendering up.
I do.
I do.
I lavender up. I like the smell.
I know, because my wife has all them good fruity-smelling shampoos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Every once in a while, I just want to treat myself.
Oh, okay.
I did find
give me that Old Spice, and then give me, when I wash my hair, just put it in there, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just double up the body wash into the hair.
I mean, come on, Andy. I don't have bounce in my hair.
I got to go Head and Shoulders just to make sure to keep the... Keep the dust off the slopes.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I do now.
I've had a little dandruff issue. Not a big one, but there was a time where it was like, oh, hey, man, I got a little dandruff.
You know what you need?
What?
I'll tell you what you need.
Head and Shoulders.
No. You need to go get your scalp greased. You ever had
I knew it was a mistake to take a sip of coffee while you were saying that sentence.
Hey. Yeah. You ever had your scalp grease?
Never had it.
It's a pretty good feel. I only had
when I had my braids
and everything.
Other parts greased. Never my scalp.
Yeah, I have a scalp grease, man. They just parted, greased. Oh, yes. Feels pretty good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. What are you looking at like that, Bo? I greased my daughter's scalp because she has hair. I had hair then. That's why I just do it. Mm-hmm. Keep it.
What does it feel like? It's just.
Oh, yeah. They just parted, put a little
cold?
Grease. Huh?
Put a little cold?
A little bit. Good jelly.
I bet it does feel good.
Yeah.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, man.
It sounds nice. Just think of the things like that you put grease on and what it does to them afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get some hot.
Just think your scalp.
Don't go out in the sun then, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to bake your scalp. Anyway, be listening to the Steakhouse for that. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so, again, the news of the day is that Drake London's fifth year has been picked up by the Falcons. No surprise. The deadline was just tomorrow, so they had to do it before then. Now they have the remainder of the summer to try to get a long-term extension done. If they do that, my guess would be they'll get it done right around the beginning of training camp.
Yep.
They love to do that.
Yep.
It was 2 years ago with Chris Lindstrom. I think it was the first day of camp.
Yep.
Last year, it might have gone a little into camp, but it was A.J. Terrell,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So that'll probably be the timeline. And now it's just a question of if Drake wants to do that now, or if he wants to play one more year in what might be a really fun offense and go back to the bargaining table with huge numbers.
Well,
now, we looked at his numbers from last year, right?
Yeah, 100 catches, 1,271 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He get that again, he's going to be able to write his own ticket.
I was also looking at what they look – now, he obviously had great games with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
Right.
But in week 17 and 18, the final two games of the season, he had 31 targets.
Yep.
That's two games.
Yep.
Damn, 31 targets
in two games.
Yeah, yeah. He had seven
Damn,
catches.
I wish.
Yeah, man. He had seven catches for 106 in that game against Washington, which they very much could have won. And then he had 10 catches for 187 and 2 touchdowns against the Panthers in that overtime loss to end the season. 31 targets.
They still should be ashamed of themselves.
They should. Yes. Everyone on the Falcons defense should be ashamed of what happened against the Panthers to finish the season.
We shouldn't even said that team name. That just irritated.
They really lost to Carolina. They gave up 44 points to Carolina to end the season.
Oh my God.
That's insane. But That's why you draft four straight defensive guys.
Hell yeah. The thing with organizations, they want to resign their guys. You want to resign your guys. If you can get them signed early before they, you know, before this 50 option kicks in, you're gonna try. I'm positive there have been talks with the Drake's people about getting an extension.
Sure.
There usually is when you got a player like him. Who can develop into? Who is developing? Because he's developing to a bona fide number one starting wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when you look at it from that standpoint, yeah, if you can get something done now, because if he has 112 and 9 or 10 next year, where CDM is at, I need to be there. I need to be in that company.
Definitely.
Yes,
and again, just from a totals standpoint, last year 100 catches.
Yes,
amazing. Almost 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. And that's with that huge dip in the middle of the year in quarterback play.
Yes.
So, Drake's in a good spot.
Yeah, he's in a really good spot.
Hey, second most watched NFL draft on record.
Yeah.
So,
because everybody's waiting.
No surprise. Yeah. But that's true.
Yeah, everybody's waiting to see what you're doing.
I would guess the probably Friday ratings were as good as any Friday they've ever had just because that was a huge story. Was, all right, what's going to happen here? Is Shadur going to get drafted? Ultimately, he didn't. And then folks tuned in on Saturday morning to see, or Saturday early in the rounds too, to see. But they were averaging 7.5 million viewers per day.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a polarizing player like Shadur and he continues to drop, people want to watch. And that's basically what happened right there. But, I mean, NFL draft, it's the NFL. And we always know that they always have the biggest and the biggest viewership and all those different things. So, yeah, not surprised.
The fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds of the NFL draft, getting that type of ratings –
it's one person.
Like an NFL, or sorry, an NBA playoff game would dream of those ratings.
Yes.
And it's crazy, the third day of the draft.
And the ratings for the NBA playoffs are great.
Are they?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, they're great.
Good, good. Andrew Van Ginkle got a one-year contract extension from the Vikings.
He's such a good player.
1 year, $23 million. Yeah, it's kind of
a weird
– that's a big number for a one-year extension.
Yes, because I think he signed a two-year deal, leaving Miami to go there. But, yeah, I mean, 11.5 sacks. I mean, he did everything that you saw that he was going to be able to do when he left Miami. He's such a damn good football player. And then he's such a good blitzing. And then you put him with Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to put up numbers. Good for him. Good for him. What else do we have?
Oh, there was other people that got prank called, too. We kind of knew that, but some of the other names had come out.
I just hate the prank call thing because let me tell you something. I'm speaking from experience. Whenever you're sitting there and you're waiting – and you're watching Doug Jolly go, and you're watching Matt Schobel go, and you're watching, that's my guy and I love him, Justin Peel go, and you're watching Jeremy Stevens go, and you're sitting there wondering why you haven't been picked yet, and somebody calls your phone, it's a horrible feeling.
Right.
It is a horrible feeling when you're sitting there with your people and your name is dropping. So that's why I said this ain't no damn prank. Unless you've been through it. Like this guy right here that's been through it. Oh, my God, I remember my partner called me.
And it wasn't a prank.
He just called me, and I lost it. Like, what the hell you doing calling, man? Oh, I don't even know what he wanted.
what could he possibly have wanted?
I don't even know what he wanted.
Hey, did you get drafted yet?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what he wanted.
Leave me alone.
Partner called me. Like, man, get the – you know? So, yeah, that's why I said it ain't funny.
Right.
Because I've been through it.
Like, pranks are supposed to be funny, right?
Yes.
It's a practical joke.
Yes.
And this isn't that.
Yeah.
It's very, very mean.
It looks like other people have been, and you know what?
I don't think anybody else is going to get fined for it, though. The Falcons did. That was announced this morning. The organization, the Atlanta Falcons organization, is being fined $250,000 for a data breach, which is Jeff Ulbrich's computer being used to get phone numbers off of. And then Jeff Ulbrich himself, the Falcons defensive coordinator, is being fined $100,000 for this situation. So, I assume that means they know that all of the prank calls numbers were attained from this, right? This was an isolated data breach.
Well, 40 minutes ago, Schefter put out a tweet, said the league is still looking into other draft week prank calls that they say are unrelated to the Falcons and Shadur Sanders.
Now, I know the answer, but it's not this simple. Like, how do you solve this problem? Problem is, Don't be mean. Mm-hmm. Don't prank call people. Don't be a jerk.
Yep.
That's obviously not realistic scenario. What can the NFL do to make sure this doesn't happen anymore?
I don't know.
You know?
Because you, I mean,
FaceTime.
This iPad, he didn't leave it on the damn martyr.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't leave it at damn at Roscoe's.
A hacker didn't access his network.
He left it at his home.
Right.
Probably in his office and went and did something.
Right.
And that's the thing about it. I leave my phone out all the time. My phone's all over the house. My iPad's everywhere. By the way, return the iPad. City boys.
No surprise.
Yeah. But you know how I am about returning stuff. I was so embarrassed. Like, not embarrassed, but kind of shame, because I was like, the same guy was working at a soda. And so I was like, hey, I need to return this. Was there a problem? I said, well, if you consider my other iPad started working a problem, then that, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing to be worried about there.
I don't know.
I don't like returning stuff
I don't like
either.
Stuff. I just felt.
But that's a reasonable time
to
return something.
But I just felt so, yeah.
Like, I've had to go to the return aisle at Home Depot with, like, boxes of screws.
Yeah, I remember this.
That I didn't use.
Yes.
Remember the lady counted them out?
The screws.
And she was like, there's one missing. And I was like, no, there isn't. I swear to God, I didn't open it. She was like, you can't return it. There's one missing. And I was like, well, okay. I'm going to keep it. Maybe I'm going to need this inch and a quarter screw someday.
You never know when you need an inch and a quarter.
But I will say, you are doing your job.
Yeah.
You are really committed to this job because you counted out all 200 screws that were in this box. And I guess there's only 199 of them.
Yes,
so that means somebody.
Was it a Rain Man situation where she just poured it out and she's like, one short?
Nope, it wasn't.
She just opened the box on. Okay.
It wasn't the Rain Man situation.
Dang.
It was a very, very slow process of her counting to 199.
How much was it?
I don't know how much a box of screws is. It was like $17
okay,
or something like that.
You know what? Keep the screws and keep the 17.
Well, that's what I got to. But like, I just, because I bought them literally earlier that day, and I was like, oh, it's the wrong size. Let me go take them back. And she was like, let me count them.
Can you buy that size screw individually for like 8 cents?
No.
Where can you go? Because I need one screw.
Yeah.
I would have bought one and put it back in the box and then handed her the box.
I need Andy's. No, seriously.
You can't.
I need one screw. And I can't find, I mean.
You got by 200.
Whenever I need nails or screws, I call neighbor Bob. Hey, Bobby, I need the screw right here. He doesn't have this size. I just need one screw.
Yeah. So somebody went into that Home Depot, needed one screw, took it out of that box, put the box back on the shelf, and then I bought it later, and then I was accused of being a ne'er-do-well.
I bought a blue tin. You saw that blue tin in my house?
Uh-huh.
I bought that morning. I'm afraid to take it back. I don't need it. I just bought a Georgia one.
Take it back.
I don't want to.
Take it back. You don't need it.
I know.
You used it. So what?
I feel bad.
It's fine. They'll be fine. Where'd you buy it from?
People.
They'll be fine. Arthur Blank says it's fine. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're just reliving the glory of the 2019 Toronto Raptors run.
The most random NBA championship. And I go back. Okay.
It is the most random NBA championship.
It's the most random NBA championship ever.
It is. Yeah. It makes sense just in terms of like the roster and who was on it, what they all became and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, like how it came together and how they got Kawhi. I still think like the most outlier NBA championship is the 04 Pistons because like they just didn't have what you have to have to win a championship. Now they were a great team.
They were a great team.
Now they came on the right time of the Lakers were crumbling and hated each other, and if you know just completely falling apart from the inside out Lakers team. But yeah, like obviously really well built, and I'm not trying to take anything away from them. Just in terms of like
who was the sixth man on that team? Was it McDice?
Was Antonio McDice on that Pistons team?
I think Antonio McDice was the sixth man. Was the third big behind Ben Wallace, Rasheed.
Yeah,
I think
obviously
it was McDice.
Rip Hamilton, Billups. You had Tayshaun Prince was a great defender.
Yes,
Darko Milicek.
Why
was on the bench
him?
On that team.
Why you mention him?
And Joe Dumars put him together. And now Joe Dumars is now the in charge of things down there in New Orleans. So maybe he'll run it back 20 years later and they'll be able to get a championship.
I seriously doubt that.
I don't think that they're going to be able to do
bad,
that.
Bad basketball.
But yeah, no, that Raptors run in 2019 was really weird. Here's a tweet that will make Falcons fans probably chuckle because you're used to it, but just add it to the list because the team got fined $250,000 today as an organization, and Jeff Ulbrich got fined $100,000 individually for the prank call. Just going back over the last decade, $350,000 in a fifth-round draft pick for illegal crowd noise, $75,000 and $25,000 to the head coach for an injury report violation on Bijan Robinson. Remember that a couple years ago? $250,000 in a fifth-round draft pick for tampering with Kirk Cousins just last offseason, and sprinkled in there in the middle the Calvin Ridley 2022 suspension for gambling the entire season he was suspended.
Just go win.
So there it is. Yeah, that's just, you know.
Just go win. Yeah.
Nobody does it quite like we do it.
Just do it. Just go win. Goodness gracious.
Yep.
Just go win.
That's why when people say curse, I don't agree with it, but I don't really have a good argument.
No.
It's like, well, I don't know how to explain any of that stuff if it isn't.
Yeah, but still.
Couldn't happen to one organization.
I can't go great. But I tell you this, Buck, and we talk about the whole, all the money going to college. This is a Houston Chronicle article that came out. Today's the 30th, right? Damn, it's May already?
Yeah. April's over.
Yeah.
Get your rent ready.
It says that Texas Longhorns will spend between $35 and $40 million on their football roster in 2025.
Between $35 and $40
million? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's one thing. You say wow, but I just think, you know,
I don't even, you know what I mean? I know that's the biggest number we've seen right? It was a couple years ago, Ryan Day, that audio got leaked that he said something like, I need $18 million for the roster or whatever, and everyone was like,
you're speaking of 35, because I think it said the pop-ups are coming up now. But it said it comes in, like, 10 new players coming in, a couple more coming. Then you got to think about the people they want to retain.
Yeah.
And everything like that.
I mean, Arch himself is probably getting $5 million or something
I
would think.
But you remember how long it took Arch to want money?
Mm-hmm.
Arch is like, I'm cool. That's why when we talked Monday, when y'all saw the, I forgot who it was, tweet about, what makes you think Arch is going to leave after this year?
Yeah, maybe he won't.
Maybe he won't.
If they're giving him $5 million, why would he?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If I'm making all that bread and I get to hang around college chicks.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, now with, you know, with the addition of revenue sharing, where these guys are going to get a chunk of the broadcast money and all the NIL stuff. Like, I mean, I don't know what number would surprise me, but like $35 million for that roster, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I buy it.
It makes sense.
Because think about what an NFL roster gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is $270 million salary cap. And they got way less guys. Now, I realize it's not going to – but, like, I don't know what it's going to get to in college before it sort of levels off a little bit.
Right.
But that's not it.
No.
Like, $35 million is just the next step towards where you go after that.
$50 million.
$100 million. Yeah. Like, the amount of money that's made and the amount of money it costs to now retain these guys and try to compete, okay.
Let me get – yeah.
$100 million, sure, fine.
Why not?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. The amount of money that these guys are asking for and what they're being offered other places and all that kind of stuff. Like, sure. Yeah. The schools are making, I mean, the amount of money that's being made off of it makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. Between the Lambos and, I mean, 17, I'm walking up. It's a damn Lambo, Mom. Oh, they say I can have it. All I got to do is commit here.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're talking about a business that's a billions of dollars business.
Yes.
$35 million to put together a winning roster. It's like, yeah, of course. Like, and other teams are going to do it too. And I think, I don't know.
They just showed the Giannis clip with the other dude. What's his name again?
Benedict Mathurin.
They had to know. It had to be something where Benedict said something about his family or something. You just don't grab a man like that.
Yeah, I don't know what their.
You don't grab a man like that.
I don't know what their history is.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed like they got history.
Yeah. Because Giannis.
Like, are they both Greek?
I don't think Benedict Mathurin's Greek. Maybe he is. I don't know.
I mean, well, Giannis is technically his people are from Africa. He's Canadian.
Okay, yeah, he's Canadian.
Well, there it is.
That's the expiration.
There it is. There it is, right there.
Yeah, I don't know. He palmed the back of his head in an inappropriate way.
Look at me.
Yeah, and Benedict Mathurin didn't really want to have any of it, but Giannis is really strong, so he couldn't push him
away
very quickly.
Grab my head like that.
Yeah, well, Giannis was also already fired up because Tyrese Halliburton's dad got in his face.
This is afterwards.
I think the Halliburton dad thing happened first, and then the Mathurin thing happened later, and it was just a whole disaster on the floor last night. The important thing is that the Pacers won.
Yes.
And they're on the next round of the playoffs. The Pistons staved off elimination, so there's a game six. That's going to be in Detroit. Both the games that the Pistons have won in this series have been in New York. They haven't won a home playoff game, I think, since that 2004 championship. So they want to keep the series alive. They got to win a game.
All the bad boys.
I hope so.
Real quick, the Falcons have released a statement, Andy. We appreciate the NFL's swift and thorough review of last week's data exposure and the event that transpired due to it. We were proactive in addressing the situation internally and cooperated fully with the league throughout the process and accept the discipline levied to Jeff Albrecht and the organization. We are confident in our security policies and practices and will continue to emphasize and adhere to with them or our staff, whether on or off the premises. Additionally, the Albrecht family is working with the organization to participate in community service initiatives in relation to last week's matter.
What a shame.
Yep.
What a shame. It's, yep. It's so frustrating that midst of what should be a really fun week, that's kind of the headline story.
Right.
It sucks. I mean, that kind of gets back to all that crap I just read you from that list of stuff. It's like, even when things are going good, there's always that lurking what's going to happen sense. Hopefully they can get away from that in this organization, but they haven't been able to for the last however long, and it sucks that kind of stuff keeps popping up. I understand there's a lot of people that listen to the show that work in different types of industries that have access to data, and maybe people work in IT and stuff, because a lot of people message me about this and like, well, in my industry or in this industry or in this. No, it's fine.
I got this.
No, let me finish. Just because I don't, because you can say you don't care about it, but I just want to say it's a little bit different.
All right, hold on.
Like,
okay, go ahead.
I just I understand what you're saying, and I think in your field is true.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that's what this is.
It's
like,
not.
there's a lot of people in the NFL that are going to be given whatever, whether it's an iPad or a laptop or whatever, that's going to have a lot of information on it. And I think they're all really careful about making sure that those laptops don't get exposed to data breach. That's not what this was.
That's not. It wasn't a data breach.
Calling it a data breach, I think, is a really misleading term.
This guy was in the
privacy of his own home, and he was working, and someone in his family went on his computer and took the information. Like, that's not a thing. He wasn't reckless.
The matter effect is the most. It irritates the hell out of me. It don't matter what your job does. The matter effect. Well, it don't matter. We're talking about two completely different things. This is a National Football League. It ain't your job. So it get out of your matter feelings about that. Well, you know, it's a damn. No, I care about your job. Don't get me wrong. But it is apples. What do they call it? Apples and oranges?
I think it is apples and oranges.
It's not the same stratosphere.
But I also think
it's
like,
not.
But this also isn't a data breach.
It's not.
Like,
it is not. Nobody hacked.
His son didn't hack
into his damn thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to yourself trying to matter.
Right.
Your matter effect. Go away. This is completely different. This man's son went into an open freaking iPad.
Right. And it's not like Jeff Albrecht just left his laptop out in public somewhere for someone to sort of get into it. That's why it's different to me. Like, and again, they penalized him and they penalized the team and all that kind of stuff. But it's not that.
Looks like Jeff Albrecht is scheduled to speak today.
Goodness gracious. I don't know. Hopefully he'll say the right things, and hopefully we can move on from all of this. But it's just what a bummer. What a bummer that this is the story coming out of what was a really fun draft weekend. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's certain states that are like
what do you classify
like
as a Midwest?
When you say what's the Midwest, like the number one thing I think of Midwest is like Iowa.
I lived in the Midwest.
Okay, Missouri is the Midwest.
Yeah, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois is the Midwest. Michigan.
Michigan, Ohio.
I think parts of Ohio. I don't know. Is all of Ohio the Midwest? Because you can get pretty east in Ohio.
Would you include like Pennsylvania in it?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
mm-mm.
Pennsylvania would be what?
Pennsylvania's like northeast.
Northeast. Okay,
yeah.
Northeast Ohio.
But then you
Ohio,
got like
right.
Western Pennsylvania is very different than.
Well, LeBron
Eastern
always says I'm from Northeast Ohio.
Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
Never says. Does he say Midwest?
No, he says Northeast Ohio.
Specifically from Akron,
yeah,
right?
Specifically.
And then there's all right. What's the South exactly? There's like the South, and there's the Deep South, and then there's Florida. Like, what is that? People are trying to tell me that's a different thing altogether, which I've been there,
no,
so I understand.
Florida is not different. It's Miami.
Miami's different.
Miami's
yeah.
different.
Like, Miami's
different.
Not the South.
Miami's not the South.
Even
Miami,
though it's the southernmost
Miami
part of the United States.
Miami.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
I got it.
All right, and I learned that when I moved there.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, man, we're from the South.
But, like, is Texas the South?
Do we go by like
not
nah,
can't be
War
all
type
like,
things?
Like El Paso isn't the South. El Paso's in the
Denver,
Southwest.
Mexico.
Yeah, it's way out there.
Yeah,
but then like you know you got parts over this way.
Where's Galveston from?
Gotta be. You know? Yeah. Then what's Oklahoma? It's not the Midwest. Not the South.
But the people, Dust Bowl?
You want a real wrinkle?
Do people call Oklahoma Midwest?
I don't know what they call it.
No, it's Southwest.
Southwest. Okay.
You want a real wrinkle? Great Plains.
Great Plains. Okay, yeah. So you can call it that. And then and then we've got the Northwest and the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest.
With the Pacific so Northwest,
the Northwest.
The Northwest to me is like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, even like parts of Montana.
So what's the Pacific Northwest?
The Pacific Northwest to me, and this is just my opinion,
right. You
got to be like the Pacific part is the ocean. Right?
Okay.
So the Pacific Northwest is like the coast of Washington and Oregon. Like the part west of the Cascade Mountains.
Okay.
Like Idaho is not the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
Pacific Northwest is only two states.
And it's not even all of two states. Like Spokane is not the Pacific Northwest. Spokane's in eastern Washington. It's damn near in Idaho. You're closer to Montana than you are to Seattle.
Okay. So what do they call it?
What do they call it? They call it God's country.
What do they call it?
I don't know. But, you know, everybody's got their own little different definitions of what stuff is.
Yeah.
I don't know why that came up, but I'm glad it did.
But I'm from Fort Valley. All right. And so people call it Middle Georgia. We call it South Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, but people call it Middle Georgia.
I'll be honest. Before I lived in Atlanta, if you would have given me a map of Georgia and said, where's Atlanta? I would have been way wrong. I would have guessed way further south. Atlanta's way further north in the state than I thought that it was, than I would have thought. I would have probably put it where Macon is. If you had asked me, like, pin the tail on Georgia,
but no.
Pin Atlanta on Georgia,
I would have put it where Macon is. That's what it's called, like, 478-912. That's that area down there.
Give people not from Atlanta or Georgia a map without the state lines drawn on. Mm-hmm. And then see where they think Atlanta is.
Or just like which state is where. Like,
you go to the
top part, you're touching all kinds of different states right there. You got Tennessee, you got North Carolina, you got South Carolina.
What's that mountain that when people say you go to the top of the mountain, you can see seven different states?
Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. You can look all different directions and see all kinds of different stuff. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, the New York Yankees are just showing off at this point.
Yes.
I believe we talked about this on the back page. It was opening weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Yankees lead off a baseball game with back-to-back-to-back home runs. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, and Aaron Judge. Yesterday was the one-month anniversary to that happening.
Wow.
They did the same thing again. Trent Grisham, Aaron Judge, Ben Rice, back-to-back-to-back home runs to lead off a baseball game. Home runs on command. Meanwhile, we can't hit one at Coors Field.
Who they beat?
But it's fine because we're still putting up a lot of runs without hitting home runs.
Yeah, we're doing it the hard way. Torpedo bats. By the way, Matt Olson's using one.
There's more hitters in our lineup hitting torpedo bats than I would have thought. Olson's one of them.
The torpedo bats
Austin
have taken
Riley's
over.
Hitting torpedo bats.
Yeah.
Really?
We thought it was just going to be for like contact hitters that needed a little extra help fighting off the inside pitches.
I don't get Olson swinging one at all, but at least he does get sawed off sometimes, so I guess that's – I don't know. He has full extension, and it hadn't shown that I've seen somebody with a torpedo bat going after an outside pitch. But I guess if you have an inside-out swing, you hit that pitch to right field too, maybe it hits on the torpedo.
He's been hitting better. I know that. Matt Olson went 3-for-5 last night.
As ugly as those things are, torpedo batted up.
Is it
torpedo? Can you notice the difference like when you're
on TV?
TV?
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. It narrows. You can tell.
Yeah, it gets a little narrower at the tip.
Baseball bats. So speaking of showing off, or maybe showing out.
Or I guess that's maybe this.
Yeah,
the end of it.
Just stop. Just stop.
The
Jose,
barrel.
Just stop.
Speaking of little guys, too. Jose Altuve just informed the Houston Astros that he doesn't want to lead off anymore during home games because you know how Jose Altuve moved out to left field and to get to the home dugout, it's first baseline in most ballparks.
Right.
So Jose Altuve, who when the home team starts in the outfield, he's playing left, he doesn't like that he has to run all the way in to lead off a baseball game. He doesn't think he has enough time to get ready.
That makes sense.
As if commercial breaks are so long in baseball, though. If you can't get from left field to home plate, get your batting gloves on, and get out into the batter's box, come on.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's a good example, though, of how much crap these guys wear now, though, right?
Yeah. I don't have enough time to suit up.
Because he's got
to
put on his armor. He's probably got an elbow thing and a foot thing.
How much time do you think will be cut off of baseball games if they didn't have to do it? Because every damn time somebody gets walked, they got to bend over, they got to take out their shit,
take out this stuff,
got to take their arm thing,
and then they got to get their new stuff to go run the bases
with. Crazy.
And at that level, it's irritating to watch Marcelo Ozuna do it because it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you really going to steal a base? Like, you need your slide glove?
Why do you need that slide glove?
But then you know what's happening, though, and I'm sure you see it. Kids emulate. So now I bet you go to any Little League game, I bet Jaxton or Braxlin or whatever their names are taking off all their armor, and then they're going down to first base, and they're putting on their sliding gloves.
They
got to do all their crap.
But the thing about it is because people allow that too. My children, you go ask all my boys, you got a ball to get towels. You got a ball to wear a shield.
Good.
You got a ball to wear your wristband.
You got to earn it.
You got to earn it. You got to earn it, my house. But I'm not going to just buy all that stuff. You have to earn that. That's how I am with them. Like, and they used to get so mad. Talk about some dad, can I get some jewelry? No, I'm not going to pay $100 cleats so you don't ball. You ball, you got everything you want. But you got a ball. I don't want no fresh ass bench woman.
Yeah, if you're average, you could be average.
I don't want
anything.
A fresh ass bench woman looking good on the damn bench, turn around, taking pictures all the time with your grandma. Babe, turn around. No. If you are my child, if you want that fancy, smashy stuff, because I'll get it for you. You got a ball.
Yeah, you got to do something
for it.
You got
a ball.
When we were in Little League, if there was already two outs and you were the catcher, you just had.
Yeah, you went to the plate.
With your shins on.
Yeah, you put the shin pads on.
You went to the on-deck circle with
yeah.
you.
No,
yeah,
no. Right. We would just at-bat with them on, and then would just ran.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. Come on. You had a ball.
No, you would take
them
off the bat.
Making them slower.
No, you would just.
Oh, you would?
You would bat in the things?
No,
we couldn't take them off. We were young.
No, we would stand in the
I don't know if that's legal.
We couldn't take them off and put them on ourselves.
We would stand right before, like, if you
were. All the same age.
Hold on. Like, if you weren't on deck, but you were the batter before on deck, you would keep them on.
Yeah.
But
and then if you came to the plate, you take them off. Yeah.
The hell kind of baseball y'all playing, eh?
They weren't hard to clip. It was just a little
strap. Sounds really strange.
What the hell are you talking about, eh?
What league are you talking about?
Okay, yeah, we're all too close in age for, like, one person to have the struggle that the other person
well, back
didn't
in
have.
My day.
Anyway.
Where were we? So, unveiling this morning, speaking of showing off stuff, Major League Baseball and the Braves unveiled the first look at what will be the Capital One All-Star Village. So, it's going to be at Cobb Center. So, across the street, around the corner, however they're saying, from the Battery.
Is that where Murph's is at?
Yeah, yeah. So, 500,000, Cobb Galleria Center. Yeah, that's
okay,
where Murph's is.
Okay, great,
yeah.
Good.
500,000 square feet, $35 for the cheapest ticket to get in the place.
How much?
$35.
Oh,
it's July 12th through the 15th. That's All-Star Weekend.
So it's like a fan fest kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So daily visits from MLB and MILB mascots. That'll be fun for kids.
Okay, blooper.
MLB The Show gaming kiosks. You can go flex your home run derby, your skills. MLB draft experience where kids are, where fans are called to a podium like the number one pick of their favorite team.
Nice. That's cool.
I got a question.
You got prank calls involved there?
I got a question for you, Bo.
What's up?
And Andy. Like, y'all, it's All-Star, because I'd have been to Super Bowls. I'd have been to NBA All-Star Weekend. What's MLB All-Star Weekend like?
So it's not even, it's mostly Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
So the game, I think, is on Tuesday or Monday night.
Like, do people come in for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be open.
Yeah.
The ballpark will be open the entire weekend because on, like, Saturday, you've got the Legends Celebrities game. You've got the Futures game.
You got to remember for this one specifically.
Do them people come in?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like,
the All-Star game was in Seattle when I was 16, and I remember the National League All-Stars – we're staying at a hotel downtown, and I happened to be there when the bus pulled up. Like, I guess they had batting practice or something like that. And we were there, and it was crazy. Like,
do the strippers fly in? That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know the answer
to that
question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, them people.
But
like,
as, like, Barry Bonds got off,
like, I will,
and, like, it was as a 16-year-old kid, and, like, all these guys, like, it was, oh, man, it was so cool. It was really exciting.
Hell yeah, because Barry Bonds. But most,
Randy
that's
Johnson.
Said, that's why I said NBA All-Star Game and Super Bowl,
yeah.
them people fly in for that.
Right, I don't know.
But we're in Atlanta, so that's what I'm saying.
They're already here.
Yeah, they're already here.
They're already here. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, there'll be people, especially because the Battery is such a cool hub, and then you've got that over there too. And there's Braves fans everywhere in this region, so folks are going to drive in for it. I bet it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be fun. Lots of crowdedness, and if you buy anything in that area, buy a ticket to do anything, prepay for parking, whatever you got
to
do.
Okay.
If you live relatively close to the stadium, you could probably Airbnb your house.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to come stay at the crib?
Yeah.
Buck, y'all want to come stay at the crib?
Yeah. You have to look into that.
Yeah.
So, quick shout-out to Luca, by the way. So over the weekend, I had this story yesterday, actually, but then there was a follow-up to it today, which makes it even more cooler. So two graffiti artists decided to go head-to-head in Los Angeles and insult each other, and one of the guys decided to deface a Kobe and Gigi mural that this other graffiti artist had designed. His name was Slow Motions. Somebody scribbled over the entire freaking mural of Kobe and Gigi and then scribbled out this guy's name and it said, and then painted over it, "Keep running your mouth, expletive." Mm. So I guess graffiti artists are running their mouths at each other and then spray painting over their own murals.
I did.
Yeah. So Luca, very quickly, as of yesterday, last night, today, donated $5,000 to clean off the mural and restore it. So shout out to you.
Good job, Luca.
Good job, Luca.
And there's a special place in hell for graffiti artist battlers painting over.
Yeah, like murals of, you know.
Yeah, I just remember when
dead children.
I
pretty
just
bad.
Remember when Spit used to spray over Ramon's tags and stuff.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it get pretty heated?
Most people who've seen the movie know what I'm talking about. Beat Street. Have you seen Beat Street?
Mm-mm.
Well, Beat Street, Ramon was one. Ramon with the Puerto Rican in there, and Ramon used to tag subways. And everything, beautiful art, and there was this hood dude that used to scribble Spit on it. That was his.
So disrespectful.
Hell yeah, Ramon Spit, like they spent like days never mind.
Yeah, that's no. I think what you were doing, that reference was resonating with a lot of people. Yeah. I think.
I bet everybody. I bet folk know what I'm talking
there's
about.
There's some people. Yeah. There's some people for sure. Not. I won't say not everybody. Not everybody. Did you guys get it?
If you seen Beat Street, you get it.
You guys seen that? I haven't seen it. But there's some people that did, probably. You're catering to a very specific audience. There's nothing wrong with that. I like to do that, too, sometimes. All right, we'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.